My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, we meet Davin's new scammer, Lacey Gilbert. So listen and enjoy.
All right, we are back, and we're going to start a brand new Scamming Scammers. I will explain what that is for the uninitiated. Let me just cue up the music, multitasking like a mofo. All right.
Like a boss.
Like a boss indeed. Scamming Scammers is very often it's me who's who they find. The scammers very often romance scams. They just want some sweet loving. They just want some sweet loving with the purest of intentions. Not really, they're evil bastards. They're evil bastards. And they encounter fake Davin, and fake Davin's job is to woo them and romance them and keep them going for as long as possible to waste all their time so they can't bother innocent people while giving them no damn money. That's what we do here. So this is a brand new one. This is the next Mrs. Fake Rosenblatt. This is Lacey Gilbert. Lacey Gilbert. And, we get it. Very good. Very nice. Okay. So this is on April 4th of 2019. A pre-pandemic world. An innocent time. When everybody was happy and nothing could go wrong and a cough was just a cough and not a reason to get you punched in the nuts.
Is it a reason to get you punched in the nuts now?
When I see Joe, I most certainly will punch him in the nuts.
Oh, but he likes that.
Right.
Yeah, it turns me on.
See? April 4th, she writes, "Hi, how are you doing?" I write, "Hi." She goes, "Thanks for following back. I hope you're enjoying Instagram." Now, I just started doing Instagram because our boy Adam told me you should really do Instagram. I don't want to do Instagram. He told me to do Instagram. So I'm like, I'm on there. I'm just on there. And immediately the scammers smell out fresh meat. I'm not looking for them. They're finding me. So she goes, "Thanks for following back. Hope you're enjoying Instagram." Enjoying it. How do you enjoy it? It's fine.
Like, what is she, a hostess?
I don't know. She might be. She's an Insta hostess.
Yeah, I guess.
I tell her you're welcome. I say it's okay. She goes, "How long have you been here?" I said, "About a week." "How long have you been here?" She says, "Almost a year." And she welcomes me to Instagram. She goes, "Davin, if I'm right." Well, yeah, because it's Davin Comedy. Good guess. I go, "Thank you, you are." I ask her if she likes Instagram. She asks me where I'm from. I text America. I ask her where she's from. She says I'm from America as well, but presently in West Africa to supply some building materials, and I'll be back as soon as I get done down here. Which really, often, I find tall, beautiful, long-haired, blonde hair, huge-titted women often go to Nigeria to go to a building materials company. I find that a lot.
Yeah, there's Sheetrock down there.
Is there now?
Yeah. I think that's where Lowe's is originating, isn't it?
That must be it. Lowe's. Like, lo and behold, I'm going to try to steal your money.
Yeah. Right? Let's see what their immoral Lowe's are.
Yes. But hey, at least she's admitting right off the bat where she's from.
I know, that's unusual.
So we like that. I go, "Where in America are you from?" And then I ask her which country in West Africa. She's in Nigeria, she writes. I go, "Okay." She goes, "Where?"
Nothing bad ever came out of there.
No. I mean, there are lovely people in Nigeria. I'm just not sure this is going to be one of them. But I could be wrong.
Well, there's some interesting letters that come out of there, too.
Yes. But, no, this is going to be good. I feel good about it. And she asks, "Where in the United States am I from?" I tell her New York. She says, "I would like to know more about you and also tell you about and also tell you about myself if you don't mind. You know, here's the thing. My avatar picture is so freaking sexy that these women, I've just been there on a week, they sniff me out. They're like, wow, I got to get to know this guy. I want to know him. It's hard being this type of man meat.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.